This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil.
This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil.
Correspondent
Karen Chalmers reports in a second shipment of aid to Palestinians in Gaza with concerns about hunger and a possible famine soar.
Friday's announcement marks yet another attempt.
Off the coast of the Cypriot port of Larnaca, a large ship carrying aid could be seen on the horizon. It's one of three vessels heading in a convoy carrying 400 tons of food and other supplies for Gaza. World Central Kitchen said the vessels and a barge were carrying ready-to-eat items like rice and canned vegetables that were enough to prepare more than 1 million meals. The United Nations and partners have warned that famine could occur in devastated, largely isolated northern Gaza as early as this month. Humanitarian officials say deliveries by sea and air are not enough and that Israel must allow for more aid by road.
The United States has approved the new package of military aid for Israel.
And the support for its
long-time ally comes under scrutiny because of the war in Gaza. And it's despite the growing concerns Washington has expressed about the humanitarian
plight of Gazans and the threat of the offensive on Rafah. Reuters, Lucy Fielder.
Some members of President Joe Biden's party are calling for him to cut U.S. military aid. The new arms packages include more than 1,800 MK-84 2,000-pound bombs and 500 MK-82 500-pound bombs, said the sources, who on Friday confirmed a report in the Washington Post. Israel faces strong international criticism over its bombing campaign and ground offensive in Gaza, which had killed at least 32,700 people as of Saturday, according to the health ministry in the Hamas-run enclave. The decision on weapons follows a visit to Washington by Israeli Defense Minister Yoav Gallant this week.
Reuters, Lucy Fielder. This is VOA News. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has dismissed a longtime aide and several advisors in a continuing reshuffle while Russia unleashed fresh attacks overnight. Zelensky dismissed the top aide from his post of first assistant where he had served since 2019. The Ukrainian president also let go three advisors and two presidential representatives overseeing volunteer activities and soldiers' rights. AP correspondent Norman Hall reports on the Pope skipping Good Friday event to preserve his health ahead of Easter.
So skipped the traditional Good Friday procession at Rome's Colosseum, adding to concerns about his frail health during a particularly busy liturgical period. Francis had been expected to preside over the Way of the Cross procession, which reenacts Christ's passion and crucifixion. But just as the event was about to begin, the Vatican announced that Francis was following the event from his home at the Vatican. A statement said Francis is conserving his health for a Saturday vigil and Mass on Easter Sunday. The 87-year-old has been battling what he and the Vatican have described as a case of the flu, bronchitis, or a cold all winter long. I'm Norman Hall.
Poland's president has vetoed a law on free access to morning after pills for ages 15 and above. Details from VOA's Alexis Strope.
The office of Poland's president, Andrzej Duda, says he has vetoed a law that would have allowed over-the-counter access to the morning after pill for girls and women ages 15 and above. He says he was driven by concerns for the health of minors and heeding the voices of parents. Last month, the parliament approved the law that was intended to ease Poland's reproductive regulations, which are among Europe's toughest. A statement on Friday said Duda sent the law back to parliament, but was open to debate on free access to the hormonal contraception pill for those aged 18 and above. The veto means that the pill, called Ella-1, remains available only on prescription. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.
British counterterrorism police are investigating the stabbing of an Iranian television presenter outside his home in London. Puria Zarati, a presenter at London-based Iran International, was stabbed in the leg Friday afternoon. His Farsi-language satellite news channel has long been critical of Iran's theocratic government. He is in stable condition at a hospital. London's Metropolitan Police Service said that his occupation, together with recent threats to UK-based Iranian journalists, triggered the counterterrorism probe, even though the motivation for the attack is still unclear. A U.S. federal judge has sharply questioned the Biden administration's position that it bears no responsibility for housing and feeding migrant children who are waiting for agents in makeshift camps. A Justice Department attorney argued at a hearing Friday in Los Angeles that the children at the camps are not in legal custody.